Both the women in the study taking just hormone treatments and those taking the combination of hormone treatment and chemotherapy had a nearly 94% chance of surviving their cancer after 9 years. Quote, "The important take-home message is that we have an unprecedented level of evidence for using the genetic test to guide chemotherapy use with an unprecedented level of precision," unquote, says Sparano. The results provide much-needed reassurance to doctors and patients who in recent years have been questioning how much treatment is enough. Especially for women at intermediate risk, quote, "We've always known that we are over-treating with chemotherapy," unquote, says Dr. Sarah Hurvitz, director of the Breast Oncology Program at the University of California, Los Angeles. Oncotype DX analyzes 21 genes to rate recurrence risk on a scale from 0 to 100. Higher risk scores warrant chemotherapy. But until this study, it was less clear whether women with intermediate risk scores from 11 to 25 needed it. Quote, "I would spend a lot of time with my patients saying, we don't know what the absolute benefit of chemotherapy is for you," unquote, says Dr. Dawn Hirschman, director of the Breast Cancer Program at New York Presbyterian Columbia University Medical Center. Most doctors erred on the side of caution. Quote, "I have been leaning toward chemo," unquote, says Dr. Larry Norton, medical director of the Evelyn H. Lauder Breast Cancer at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Quote, "Everything else being equal, it's better to treat and prevent metastasis than not to treat and allow metastasis," unquote.